I surely am enjoying this conference. I've been here 21 years straight, I believe it is. And it gets better all the time. I thank God for Brother Dan. You folk invite me down once again. May God bless you. Now, without any more talk, I'm going to go to the Word of God. Let's turn again to Hebrews chapter 6, 1 through 6. Hebrews 6, starting with verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, and have tasted the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they should fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Let's bow our head. Dear Father, all we want is your Son put before the church. We cannot do it. We'll be as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal without the Spirit of the living God. So, if you see fit, use our mouth, eyes, and body. For your own glory, we ask in Jesus' name, for his sake, amen. I'm going to get just a short, read this again, give a short view before we go into the main view. Precept upon precept. Now, let's look at this. Therefore, that joins the chapter preceding, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ. We got to, in the last day they will not endure sound doctrine, but heap after themselves teachers having. Let us go. We to do something on unto perfection. We're not perfect yet, but we have the perfect Savior, and we're being conformed like Him. We're going on to perfection, is what He's talking about in Jesus. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. John said, I must decrease and he must increase. No, you should go back to John's repentance. From dead works, when God saves us, He saves us from our dead works. And then our works become His work. And of faith toward God. And without God, there's no ways to please Him. Of the doctrine of baptism, plural, spiritual, and water, showing what the spiritual was, and of laying on of hands, the apostolic age they laid hands on, said, receive ye Holy Ghost, and of the resurrection of the dead, that was a capstone of his death. God raised him, showed his approval upon this sacrifice, and the church comes to prove that as the only way, because God did it, of the dead and of eternal judgment. Some teach that you burn up like a piece of shaving or something, but that's wrong. We've sinned, man has sinned against an eternal being, therefore his judgment must be eternal. Thine but always thine. Third verse, and this we do if God permits. We've got to be led by the Spirit of God, not by our own spirit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Now the Jewish nation was enlightened. Abraham was enlightened. We've been enlightened. We've been enlightened because shattered. Jesus took away the shattered by being the fulfillment of it. Who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift. They saw him feed the thousand. They saw him heal the sick. They tasted it. The Holy Ghost puts it before them as we will. showing a little bit to prove they did not want the Lord Jesus, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and in Isaiah lied to the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come. How's he going to be in heaven? The Holy Ghost is already with us. He's the kingdom. I believe it's in Romans. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is within a man. It does not come by observation, but the kingdom of God is within a man. Now, Jesus was a kingdom by himself. Kingdom's got to have a rule within his Father. Where it was within him, so was the Holy Spirit. That's the way we rule. We're being conformed to that same rule. I wish I had words to put what God has showed. But we all are being renewed in the knowledge of him. We are to be conformed to his image completely. We must be to be his wife. So let's keep that in mind as we go on. So Christ is no more a baby to the church. He's a man upon a strong throne. Why do we need Christmas? He's a man now upon the throne. We must follow his life to victory. It was not a babe dying on a cross, but the God-man. Somebody said, well, he suffered in the flesh, but it said God purchased us with his own blood. To keep Christmas, not to see this, would be putting Jesus back on the cross. The direction of the Holy Spirit is the natural, the Spirit, and then the glory. God does not walk backward. If he did, you'd have to sew the veil up in the temple again. Go back to Jewish fable. Just like Paul, when he spoke to Peter about the wrong he had done, and trying to build again that day we were preaching and turning away. Now that within that, within our mind, we want to go a little further. It shows to us in the book of Acts where God changed Paul's mind when he pointed out another way to preach the Son of God. Our Jesus is going to be the rule of our life. The law will put us in bondage. Without agape love, you'd rather die than go against the one that loves you. When you do wrong, true repentance is that you've done one wrong that loves you, and you don't want to do wrong. Does when you, unlike Jesus, does it make you weak? It does with me. The thing that he died for me and said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Here I am breaking. Does that bother you? It bothered Peter when he was seeing him dying on the cross. He didn't point him back to Moses. Peter looked at him. He looked at Peter, and it broke his heart. If it doesn't break my heart, I'm nothing but an old religious finite. Brother, Jesus is the mode of our life and will be nine for eternity. Won't be no voices in that land. We'll be true to him and he'll be true to us forever. So look at Acts 16:9-10. This is the only way, not the way of Moses, but the way of the Lord Jesus. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. And when he shows us our Father, it's going to have effect upon us. 9th verse said, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Brother, that's the way we got it, through Macedonia. It wasn't only from one nation, but spiritual Israel is now made up of all nations, getting the call of God. He is not a Jew which is one outward, but one enemy. We are the Israel of God. God will not walk backwards no more. Hebrews 5:12. Let's let the Bible answer our question. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For when for the time you are to be teachers, that means you grow in grace. You don't stand still. You have need that one teach you again. If you've been taught by the Holy Spirit in Christ, you're growing. There's not going to be no runts in heaven. Wouldn't be perfection if that be the case. For when for the time you are to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God. He told the Jews they had the oracles of God, their sin would be greater, and are become as have need of milk and not a strong drink. He's saying you're still babes, and you ought to be men and understand it. In other words, that's going on. That's not going backwards. Jesus never did walk backwards. He kept going, and we're following the Lamb wheresoever we go. There'll be no more backslide. If you leave him, it'll be apostatized, not backslide. That's what this is teaching you. I'm going to read it again. For when for a time you are to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not a strong milk. If something is offending us, let's get it out of the way where we can catch up with the church. Also, we are being changed from image to image and glory to glory. Now, brothers and sisters, if you're not being changed in the image of Christ, you've been changed into the image of the devil, the beast. Can't be two ways, and this scripture be true. Now listen at it again. But we, the church, the believer, all, not part of, with open faith. What is the open faith? We can see Jesus' face, and the veil is taken off of our face. We can see one another. Beholding as in a glass. What is the glass? The Word of God. What is the Holy Ghost doing? Projecting Jesus to our heart. What is the result? We are changed into the same, that's the exact image he spoke of in Hebrews 1. We are changed into the exact image. What is the image? His way, his life, his atmosphere. We have been made like the Lord Jesus. That blows my mind, but it's true. He wanted to see not just one, maybe millions in glory. He loves that image. And he's going to keep that image with him forever and ever. God's not through with his image yet. The image is made through the Son. And he made man both the image of God, male and female. He's still working on the female. When the female is through, it's all over. We go into eternity. Amen. Also, we are being changed from glory to glory. We're waiting for His glory. We already have a part of that glory. He was in His glory before the world was ever made. When He came, He brought glory with Him. Every time He saved a soul, that was that glory from eternity. We're in eternity now if we have Him and eternal life in our soul. He's going to lift out that offense. We're not going anywhere. It's going to be a new earth. We're going to meet Him in the air. We're coming back here. The devil's crowd is going to be going down. He'll be coming down, and they'll be going up for the judgment seat, so to speak. So let's look. This shows us the book of Acts, where God changed Paul's mind, was to Jews all over the world. Gentiles made Jews. Now look in Hebrews 5:12. I want to repeat that again. I read that. For when the time you are to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of me. And surely the church now is seeing this. We're going to be sucked in by the Antichrist if we do not know the principles of the grace of God. I believe that. Also reveals the perseverance of the saints and of reprobation. Brother, there's no such a thing as backsliding no more. Because you followed Jesus and he didn't backslide. Because he said it was impossible. Impossible. What does impossible mean? That means there's no way you can be saved. These people that said you can be saved today, lost tomorrow, they're apostate. Cannot be, it's an impossibility. This backsliding is an impossibility. Instead of backsliding, you're going forward. Take hold of the plow handles and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Lot's wife looked back. What did she backslide? She apostatized. Look at Hebrews 6:4 again. I want to read it. For it is impossible. That's given to God as much as John 3:16. For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. This shows how far a soul can go in the Word of God and still miss heaven. He doesn't have the Holy Spirit. He doesn't see it. This reveals the rock of our salvation. Now look at Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Let the Bible interpret itself. Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27. I want to wait for you to get it. Matthew 7, 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. We know in Scripture that Jesus was that rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. What did Jesus tell about Peter? Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. That was upon the world. And the rain descended on both, same rain, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It's great because they're away from God forever in hell. Always stars with fallen stars. Not only that, but what does God do when a man reprobates? He does. Both of them are experimental, salvation and revelation, and reprobation. Look at Romans 1, 22 through 30. It's more burdensome than it was when they fell under the law. Or Romans 1, verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Talking about the Old Testament up to that time. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God. They changed. They didn't stay with it. Into an image, there's your image of the beast, made like to a corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, down to the animal nature. Wherefore God also gave them up to what? Uncleanness to the lust of their own heart. Somebody said they're born with it. Well, we're all born in sin, but this plague is not born in them, it's in their mind. To dishonor their own body between themselves. Now your body is not perfect yet, but God's using it. Glorify God therefore in your spirit, soul, and body, which is God. Who changed the truth of God. What is the truth? God, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If Jesus says anything, I can stand on it because he doesn't lie, the devil lies. That's two poles we're between. Of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Why? The natural man can see creation. but he cannot see in the spiritual realm. We're born from heaven above and led from heaven. Spirit came down from heaven. How could we be ruled by Jesus if the Spirit doesn't come down from heaven? Now the 26th verse. For this call, what was it? God didn't want to retain him in the knowledge, didn't want to do what he said. For this call, God gave them up unto vile affection. There's affection, even in the natural realm. It's not right for a woman to throw a baby away in a trash can. They're doing it. For even their women, now listen, did change the natural you. It's not even natural the way Sodom and Gomorrah are. And to that which is against nature. That's the most awful thing I've ever heard of. Now 27th verse. And likewise also the men, now listen at it, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, not only to God but to the church, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was me. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Now, if you try to pass over it, you're listening to the other Jesus and another God, not the God of the Bible. God gave them over. And if God gave them over, there's no coming back. To a reprobate mind. That reprobate mind never will want the true Jesus of the Bible that's holy and that is precious and that's ravishing. He doesn't have that mind. To do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteous fornication, we just about got where we don't preach against fornication no more. Weakness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignant, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful crowd, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers. Oh, I know, you said, you don't know nothing if you do this. Without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Now look at this, this sums. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit, they practice what they're doing. You know what their excuse is? We're in the old flesh. Yeah, but the old flesh doesn't lead its Lord over. He that's within is greater than he that's in the world. We overcome even as he overcome. In fact, he's overcoming in our body. Salvation is a person. When we're saved, Christ comes in us to live out the life that he lived in the other body in us. That's the reason we follow the Lamb. And the more we die, the more he lives in and through us. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for us. We've got the mind of Christ. We suffer like Christ, according to the Word of God. And it said, they which commit such things are worthy of death. That's where outer darkness and holy hatred come. Actually, you don't want Jesus. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them, when they do commit them. Man loves darkness rather than light because his deeds are evil. Amen? And if that light in you be darkness, great is that dark. That's outer dark. Now look at 2 Peter 2:22. No wonder old Brother Ralph Arnold says no such thing as backslide. 2 Peter 2:22. Now listen at this. This ain't Old Testament neither. But it has happened, come to pass, unto them according to the true proverb. What is it? The dog, he's an unclean animal, is turned to his own vomit. That's the inward corruption. It's not what goes in a man, it's what comes out of him. So it's inward. A reprobate goes back and his last state is worse than his first. Turn to his own vomit again. Again shows you come up to it. And the sow, this is the outward part of the sin. That vomit that was washed to her water in the mire. You go back to the liquor store, you go back to your old religion, you'll never get back no more. We've got to keep going. No such thing as backslide. Let's go a little deeper in. This is a glory that excels, brothers and sisters. Since Jesus has come, ignorance is wiped away. And ignorance, he don't count no more ignorance. Paul said he received mercy because he did what he was doing in ignorance. But after our ignorance is expelled, it's no more ignorance, it's reprobation. Look at Hebrews 10, 25 through 32. They reject the atonement because they crucify unto themselves Christ anew. Hebrews 10, 25 through 32. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Now, brother, you'll never see nothing outside the church. The assembly is the true church. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, as you see the day approaching. You don't know when it's coming, preacher. I know about when it's coming. I wouldn't be looking to that day. For if we sin, what? Premeditated. After that, we have received what? The truth. You have to see the truth. And not want the truth. Therefore remaineth. How long? ETH means continuation. No more sacrifice of sin. The reprobate comes up to Jesus just like the elect do. That's the needle gate. Right there is where you apostatize or either God saves you at the call. And Jesus is the outward part of the Godhead that invites you. But does God the Father, the Spirit, with predestination. You can't look at Jesus and say, you rejected me. He said, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. You can also preach to whosoever will, if you preach Jesus outwardly. But inwardly, it's election. And it's manifested through unbelief. Judas hung himself. God didn't hang him, he let him hang himself. Well, what judgment you read out should be returned to you again. You determine your own judgment. Some will be beat with few stripes, some with many stripes. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore, how much sore, how much sore. What does that mean? Punishment. Suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God. That means you don't want him. He's not good enough for you. And hath counted the blood of the covenant, blood of Christ, wherewith he was sanctified, set apart, an unholy thing. In other words, Jesus was unholy. He wasn't what you wanted. And hath done despite unto the what? Spirit. Is that the Holy Spirit? Or the capital S? Of grace. I would rather live under Moses' law for going to hell than now. For we know him that said, vengeance belongeth unto me. He's not a lovey-dovey God altogether. He's got vengeance, perfect hatred. But why? Because you didn't want his son. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but not a dead God, some image, stone. for the living God. God's not dead. He's alive, really. He's in Christ. God's going to send all the hell that doesn't love His Son. And He said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Brother Tommy Anderson, way back down, I brought a message. One phrase really stuck to me. Said they didn't want a living God because a dead God couldn't fight back. Like stone, dragon, and such. That's true, isn't it? It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God and call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated. This is people that say they're saved. You endured a great fight of affliction. Now look at verse 29. I want to read it once again. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath, the Jewish nation did, hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified. He bought the field to get the pearl, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Now let's look at 13 and 14 of Revelation 7 again. And one of the elders, represents the church, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, imputed righteousness of Christ? And which came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. We don't know who the elect is, but he does. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. God knoweth them that are his. And those plants he doesn't plant shall be rooted up for our faith. Amen. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. We're not going to be a tribulation. It's already, always has been in the Spirit. And have washed their robe. We don't have to do nothing, they say. But He made us alive where we could do something. You're not a puppet. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes were and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That shows us if we miss the cross, we miss it all. And we, like Pilate, we can try to wash our hands of His blood, but we can't get it all. It's there. Pilate said, what I have written, I have written. They couldn't change the writing of the Word of God. Those that have seen God's mercy as He performed miracles, they have no excuse. He Himself said about John the Baptist, go and show John again these things which you do, hear and see. What was it? He showed miracles of mercy. And John then knew that he was the right man. Matthew 11, 1 through 6. I want you to get the scriptures, not my shattered voice. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 through 6. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding His 12 disciples, He departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight. See, the outward miracle, what the inward miracle would be. And the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Brother, we are not to be offended in Jesus. But the Jews were offended. Those that goes to hell are offended because They water down the gospel and don't want the real Jesus. You know, I hear people saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Paul in the second chapter of Corinthians through the Holy Spirit, there is another Jesus and another Spirit and another gospel, which is not another. They take this word of God and pervert it. That's why it's so dangerous. Like in the wilderness temptation, Jesus used the word, so did the devil. But he put the wrong interpretation. This word either saved or down in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Now look at Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Now, he's the greatest preacher I've ever read of. He's Spurgeon, don't you? Jesus Christ, this man, was a preacher. Because He hath anointed me, set Him apart by the Holy Spirit, to preach the gospel unto who? Unto the poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. The reprobate will not see God but at the judgment. But the church does see God now through an eye of faith. And when the wicked see Him, they are going to want the rocks and mountains to fall upon them and hide them from the face. But we are poor in spirit, we are blessed. He has sent me to do what? To heal the brokenhearted. If you've never seen your sin and been brokenhearted because you sinned against Jesus, you've never been right. To preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of the light to the blind. God let me preach in a big prison one time. I read this, God told me to read it. I told them if they were in this category, stay. But if not, they just, well, go back to the bed. God save sinners. Recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, Jubilee year, 23rd. And He closed the book. Brother, that's like closing no door to Noah's Ark. Nobody can open. If He doesn't open for us, we can't go in. And if we go in, He closes it, we can't get out. That's what He does. And sat down, and the eyes of all them were in the synagogue were fastened on Him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. If we don't look on Him, we'll be like Peter. We'll go to sink. We'll have to holler, get me up before I drown. Peter didn't drown, though. He didn't apostate. And He closed the book. I think that's what the Lord is fixing to do. Jesus was the book. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among men. Not only He opened the same book with His own blood under the wrath of His enemy. He closed the book and gave it again to the minister. The minister is not the Son of God until He saves you. Jesus said, I did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister. And sat down. He sat down on earth and sat down now on heaven. He had a throne on earth as well as heaven. And on your heart is the throne of God or the throne of the devil, according to the Word of God. And He began to say unto them, this day, not like the premillennialists at the last day, is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. I'll be through in a minute. People say he ought to be in the hospital the way he looks. God's still speaking. I agree with him. But I still love the Word of God. They claim the name of Jesus, but they are unlike Him. That proves they are not a new creature. Why? Where, 2 Corinthians 5, 16, 18. Wherefore, henceforth, from that period on, Nor we no man after the flesh. I'm finding out those goody good men are buried because of Satan. Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, you've got to know His life. You know Him after the flesh, but you've got to go further than man. You've got to go to God. Yet now henceforth know we Him no more. We don't have to go to baby Jesus no more. Why? Therefore, we know Him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's not what he once was. He didn't change the body, but he renewed that was dead in him. Old things are passed away. When you see someone say they're Christian, and they're still wallowing in the water like the hog, they ain't never been saved. They're going to hell. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're in the new covenant, new life. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself. He's the branch of the vine, and we're the branch. By Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now look at Galatians 6, verses 14 and 15. He didn't give this to Norman Vincent Peale. He gave it to you, poor in the spirit. Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in what? The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I want to know nothing among you except Christ and Him what? Crucified. The devil wanted the throne, but he didn't want a cross. That's the way he wanted to obtain it. And he said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified. Where is the world at? It's in you. It's not on the outside of you. The lust of the flesh is in you. The lust of the eye is in you. Pride of life is within. It's a thing you want. But it's in a man. And I guarantee you that God Almighty saves you, He'll take it out of you. In this age in which you and I are living, we better know the Spirit, Christ in the Spirit, then you can know the church which is in the Spirit. All things shine, is not gold. Now let me read that again in Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, whether you are Jew or Gentile, but a new creature. You don't do the things you used to do. You're doing what God tells you to do. One more point, we'll let you go. There is so much religion today that the Holy Spirit must quicken a man before he can see it, so he can see the truth from the lie. No wonder the devil himself is transformed into an angel of light. He's not going to be, he is now. He's not like that picture on the red devil light can with the pitchfork. Let's see how he does it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12 through 15. But what I do, that I will do, why? That I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles. Anybody who glories in themselves are false apostles. Deceitful workers. They have a form, but their heart's not in it. Transforming themselves. They have power to transform because the devil is transformed. Into the apostles of Christ. This so-called apostatic faith is of the devil. You know why I say that? Over in the book of Revelation, that city which is a church, that foundation, only 12 names was in it. Five? 12 names, no more after that. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, not darkness. Therefore, it is no great thing that his ministers or preachers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Dear Lord, we did what you told us to do. I'm glad you put me this way to show it's not a worm of the earth, but God that rules. We're just earthling vessels. Not a very good one of those. Lord, I pray that you will take this true chair. True, because they love the Lord Jesus Christ. Their nature is like him. Their walk is like him. They love his Father. His Father loves them. Help us to awaken out of our sleep and see no known man now, but by the Spirit of Jesus which is in us. Lord, we thank you because it's about over. The Lamb we followed him before we got to the cross, he was all alone. And the church is all alone, Illuminati. But praise God, then after that, there's going to be a great multitude to cherish. Fruit of your life and death and resurrection. God bless this people. Help me to be like John the Baptist in one sense, decreasing all the time while the brethren is increasing. That's the life of Jesus. You get glory to your name. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you for listening.